Short and sweet. That's what we've done with this episode of the Vermont Edition podcast. I'm Matthew Smith, producer of Vermont Edition, and I wanted to say thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Connor Sayers.
And I'm Michaela Lefrak. Today on the show, we're opening up the phone lines to hear from you. How are you staying warm? And what are you doing to get through the winter? I know for me, Connor, I am spending a lot of time cooking big pots of stew and soup and pasta sauce and things that smell good and are very warm.
I admire your cooking. I don't cook, but I do. I am working on my mixology, so I'm learning how to cook up cocktails, if you will. But listeners, we want to hear from you. What are you doing? And we want you to join the conversation. Call 1-800-639-2211. Our phone lines are open right now, so if you have something you definitely want to share and definitely want to make it to the air, give us a call. 1-800-639-2211.
And we did this call out before the show on social media, and we have already heard from a couple people. And even though the focus of this show is about how you stay entertained when it's too cold to be outside, Kim in Londonderry told us that the cold is not stopping her from practicing a new pastime, and she sent us this email about it. She says, I have been embracing the cold and beautiful sunshine by carving a polar bear. First attempt at ice sculpture with my chainsaw. Love this, so fun. Perfect below zero weather to freeze anything. Hashtag ice sculpture, hashtag creating, hashtag Vermont winter. Kim also sent along some amazing photos of her handiwork and a video. Let's give a listen to her ice sculpting efforts.
Ooh, what are you making?
An ice bear. It's so great.
Like a polar bear?
A polar bear, perfect.
And what are you using?
A block of ice and my chainsaw.
And what do you have on your face?
A face shield from Corona that I never used, so it's perfect for chainsawing.
I love that, Connor. I don't know if I'm ever going to be brave enough to get a chainsaw out and do an ice sculpture.
There was just so much to that. There was the face mask. There was the chainsaw. So much. I mean, but if you were to do an ice sculpture, what would you do?
Probably you.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yep.
That would be an ambitious first attempt.
Go big or go home.
Fair enough. I love it. So you talked about cooking. What recipes? I mean, you talked about cooking stew and these like really aromatic recipes. What are your favorite ones to cook?
Okay, so I think my favorite recipe right now is this like really, really good homemade chicken noodle soup. You basically cook like a bunch of chicken thighs and all these like carrots and celery and onions, and it's this really good broth. And my daughter's obsessed with it. She's very much a carnivore, I have to say.
Well, I mean, that's nice, really though, that you have found something that your daughter enjoys, because I know I don't have kids, but I presume kids can be picky eaters.
Yes, big time. No, it's really great. It's such a good food that we've been eating so much. And what have you been cooking up over at Bar Connor?
At Bar Connor. So I have trying to expand my cocktail palette, if you will.
Okay.
And so I've really been trying French 75s and some other cocktails, and really trying to get away from my basic vodka and, you know, explore with gins and other just things that make cocktailing a little bit more fun. And it's also just fun to know what goes into it and the hard work that these bartenders do that I visit frequently.
Have you made hot toddies before?
I have not.
Okay, it seems like a good winter drink.
So yes, so we will
try,
have to
invite me over. That'd be great.
We will have to do that. But listeners, we see that we have a couple phone calls. Let's go to the lines. Let's go to Mish in Plainfield. Mish, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi there.
Hello.
Longtime listener.
Oh, we're so excited to hear from you.
Well, I just think people should pick something useful to do. That whatever it is that your values are, take advantage of the extra time that we're getting from not necessarily traveling or the partying and so on, and do something useful. And I'm very pleased with myself because I finished a new textbook on operations and security that is now in the hands of the publisher. And right now, I've signed up to do a whole bunch, like dozens, of online courses in security and system design and the stuff that I've been doing for 50 years. So that's my simple suggestion. Have fun. Do something useful.
Now, I just want to double check. You're saying youthful or useful? I guess they can be interchangeable.
Useful. That is of use to other people.
Oh, perfect. I love that.
Well, I'm so impressed that you wrote a textbook. Good for you, Mish. I guess maybe I'll do that this weekend. I'll just write one up real quick.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm an expert in anything, but yep. We'll work on it.
No, I just want to explain because there might be some people that don't know what a French 75 is. It's a combination of gin, champagne, lemon juice, and some simple syrups. And I've just been experimenting with that, but I realize that not everybody, as I expand my cocktail list, other people might not need to catch up.
It sounds like we're going to have to do a mixology show on Vermont Edition at some point.
I would love that. It might have to be a Vermont Edition after hours.
Mm. Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
We'll keep talking.
Exactly. What else are you up to?
Let's see. I have been watching a lot of Netflix and a lot of HBO. I am in season 2 of Succession, which I'm obsessed with right now. I think I'm kind of late to it, but so good.
If you could give our listeners just like a little synopsis of what's happening and what they can expect if they decide to watch it, how would you explain it?
I guess so. I come from a big family. I know you do too, Connor. So Succession to me is like if my family had billions of dollars and a media empire, how would the squabbles that I have with my siblings be escalated and affect a global economy? So super fun, super light, super cute.
Sounds everything, but
it's so good. What about you?
Well, so there's a show that I fell in love with before the pandemic, and that was Schitt's Creek. And, you know, it's just one of those shows that I have just, it holds a special place in my heart. And so we're going to play a little scene from one of my favorite episodes. It's David and Moira. Moira is David's mother, and they are making Moira's mother's enchiladas. Let's take a listen.
Next step is to fold in the cheese.
What does that mean? What does fold in the cheese mean?
He folds it in.
I understand that, but how do you fold it? Do you fold it in half like a piece of paper and drop it in the pot, or what do you do?
David, I cannot show you everything.
Okay, well, can you show me one thing?
Here's what you do. You just fold it in.
Okay, I don't know how to fold broken cheese like that.
And I don't know how to be any clearer. You take that thing that's in your hand, and you...
If you say fold in one more time...
It says fold in!
I mean,
so good. I love that show too.
That episode just never gets old for me. And we talk about this a lot, but I have not watched season 7. I finished it.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I want to publicly shame you on air. How have you not watched the last season? It's so good.
I've watched up to the last season twice now. And I love the writing. I love these characters so much that I'm just not ready for that first last experience.
Even our director, James, right now is yelling at us on chat to get you to finish it. You have to do it.
I know. And I've seen this. And it's not like there's anything that I'm going to be surprised by because I've read all of like the spoilers. But I don't know. I'm just not ready.
All right. Let's hear from some more people. What are you all doing out there to take advantage of this cold weather and be happy while staying in?
Let's go to Frank in Milton. Frank, what's on your mind?
Well, yeah. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, here's the deal. I've worked a good deal of my life in the film industry, and we really can't do anything now between COVID and the weather and the constant need to fundraise, and that's yet another story I could go chapter and verse on. But what I've been able to do at my house is take a really deep dive into editing. I have professional level post-production gear at my house, and I have sharpened up my editing skills and interest really hugely. I mean, you sit there and say, okay, what frame should I get out of this shot on? What frame should I come into this shot on? How long should this dissolve be? What about these beats and the music? How does this work? And it's one of those things where you sit down and the sun is up and you step away from the editing suite and go, oh, look, it's dark out.
Yeah, I mean, That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, I think as people who work in media, we are constantly mm-hmm. editing things. And that's something you enjoy doing, right, Michaela?
I do. I take a weird pleasure in editing for audio stories. That's true. so our headline for today's show at VPR.org asks, how do you... I knew I was going to mess it up. How do you hygge? H-Y-G-G-E. It's a phrase that some people might be familiar with, others might not. It's a Danish and Norwegian word that roughly means finding comfort in coziness and simple, soothing things. And at J.M. Jacobs tweeted at us, he said, hygge, I can't do it.
Hygge.
Hygge. Okay, you're going to have to say it from here on out. Hygge is the best Danish tradition out there. But how do you hygge with three kids under five? That is a great question. I don't know the answer to it.
Daycare?
Really hard.
No, I'm just
kidding.
No. Yeah. I mean, I know that like when I was a kid and we would do this. And listeners, what advice do you have for somebody who's trying to hygge with three children under five? I know me and my brothers would always do forts. Like that was like the biggest way to, we would normally like, I think my mom planned this, but we would like have snacks in the house just conveniently. And then we would build forts and then we would hide the snacks in the fort and we would do that for hours.
I love that.
Let's go back to the phones. And listeners, if you want to join the conversation and give us your best hygge advice, give us a call, 1-800-639-2211. Let's go to Meg in Jericho. Meg, you are on the line with Connor and Michaela. What's on your mind?
Hi, Connor. Hi, Michaela.
Hi.
Sure. I am a psychotherapist, been practicing for 30 years, living in Vermont for 30 years. And what I do, because in January, especially this January, it's been tough for me and a lot of people. I find like my body gets really constricted, my muscles get tight, my joints get tight. And then when my body gets like that, then my mind gets tight and I get kind of constricted. I get grumpy. I don't feel like reaching out as much. And so what I do, I go to hot yoga. And so there are a group of 30 or 40 people. I wear a mask. But we get in the room, it's 95 degrees. This week it was crazy. We're all coming in negative 20 degrees. We're all bundled up. You know, we're a little grumpy and we're all in our coats. And we get in the yoga studio, we practice for an hour, and then we're happy. We come out of the studio, we have smiles on our face, we're talking to each other. And then we all go home and we're all, I don't know, it just feels like our bodies are relaxed. We're more open, loving to our families.
I love that y'all leave with smiles on your faces. That makes me smile knowing that people can get so much pleasure from hot yoga. Meg, thanks so much for the call.
And Meg, I'm glad you brought up yoga. One, because I also do a lot of yoga, but not hot yoga. But it's been a topic of discussion here in the VPR office. Myra Flynn, who is one of the engagement producers at Brave Little State, is a hot yoga devotee and has been trying to spread the gospel here. I've gone with her. I think I went. I did so-so. It was really hot. And Connor, you have yet to go, right?
I have not been. I think now that we're in a new year and that I am working on my fitness this year, I think that I might try it, but I make no promises.
Okay. All right. Well, one person on Instagram in response to our question, how do you hygge? I'm going to get it by the end of the show. I promise.
It's okay. I got your back.
Thank you. Thank you. They said lots of cups of tea and coffee. Simple, straightforward, effective. I love that.
Yes. What, you're a tea drinker, correct?
No.
Oh, you're coffee only?
Coffee.
Black coffee?
No, little cream.
Little cream.
Yeah, what about you?
That's right. Our producer, Matt, he is a coffee drink or a tea drinker, but I think he does both. I think he drinks tea and coffee.
Yes.
So shout out to Matt, who is behind the scenes and has been helping us these past several weeks, put on awesome shows for y'all.
All right. We still want to hear from you. What are the other ways that you're staying cozy this winter? Call us at 800-639-2211. You can also email us at vermontedition@vpr.org or tweet us at vermontedition. Now, Connor, one of the other things that I have been doing a lot recently, which is pretty on brand because I work for a radio station, is listening to podcasts.
What podcast do you listen to?
Okay, a lot of them right now.
I guess let's start with what genre of podcast? Like what are you, like when you're turning your brain off mm-hmm. or stimulating your brain, what are you going to relax?
Okay, I kind of have two buckets. One of them is, I admit, parenting podcasts, which I'm just going to leave over here for a bit because no one, they're not very exciting to talk about. But I also listen to a ton of music podcasts. And one of my favorites, which has been around for a while, is called Switched on Pop. Have you heard of this one?
I have not.
It's really good. So one of the most recent episodes was with Ty Verdes, and he was talking about his song A-OK. They kind of break down like why a hit becomes a hit in a lot of their episodes. So Ty Verdes talks about how he became TikTok famous and wrote A-OK. Let's take a listen.
Like, I don't know somebody who can listen to that song and be like, nah, that doesn't feel good to me. Unless they don't want to be happy. If you don't want to be happy, the song's not for you. It's probably kind of annoying if you don't want to be happy. But if you do want to just, like, be a listener and you hear that guitar, it's going to feel good.
So you feel yeah. this thing. You're feeling good.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. So I hear the guitar loop. This is one of the songs that was, like, kind of, like, puzzle piece together. He had worked on the song for, like, 4 years. And then Adam went in, redid the drums. And redid the feel of the chorus. And now it sounds like a different type of record. But the thing is, the vocal wasn't there yet.
Yeah, I love that. I love that episode because it really shows like how he physically put together this song that I have been obsessed with for a couple months now.
Oh my gosh, I just love that song so much. And it's, you know, I think what's fun about podcasts is that they give you just a chance to get a better understanding of what's going on, oftentimes behind the scenes.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And listeners, we would love to hear from you about what podcast you're listening to as you're sticking indoors right now during these extra cold days.
Michaela, something that's really entertaining me today is getting you to say this word.
No, don't make me say it again.
Hygge.
Hygge.
Yes.
Hygge.
You did it.
Oh my gosh.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dakota in Barnett. Dakota, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi. How are you? What's on your mind?
Well, we live in a house that's heated by a wood stove, and so we spend a lot of time bringing wood into the house in these cold days, but we pulled a mattress, a full-size mattress, in front of the wood stove, surrounded by the couches, and we just turned it into a little flop place. So we nap there. I sit there and knit, which knitting is a great way to spend the time indoors when it's cold outside because you're making something nice and warm. But I also have to deal with the outdoors as well because I have 17 chickens. And so I make them hot oatmeal every day in this kind of weather. If the temperature goes below a certain point, they get hot oatmeal. And
those chickens
we also
are even better
than
me.
I know. You're such a good chicken mom.
We also have a cold weather greenhouse that with no heat inputs never goes below 40 degrees. And so we're harvesting spinach and lettuce every day. But we have to go out there to get it. But it's worth it because when you get out there, it's like a little tropical sauna. We have a lounge chair out there and the sun's streaming in. And sometimes it gets to be 90 degrees out in the greenhouse.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you have quite the setup. I also love the idea of a mattress kind of in between your couch. So the whole room is essentially a bed. That's
I love
my
that.
Speed.
Dakota, thank you so much for your call. Let's go to Lynette in Greensboro Bend. Lynette, welcome to Vermont Edition. How are you embracing the cold and staying warm?
I spend a lot of time in my kitchen. I grow a lot of fruit, and last week I made 75 jars worth of jam.
Wow, 75 jars of jam.
Yeah, it's the most I've ever made, and I ran out of pectin and sugar several times, and I've still got fruit in the freezer. But today I made 2 or 3 months of raw dog food for my dog. I have a lot of houseplants that I have to water. And I have a wonderful volunteer job at Greensboro's Giving Closet where people bring us stuff that they don't want to throw away. And we have a gorgeous boutique place that everything's free. And it's so much fun. I've been doing it for 8 years, and I love it. I do 2 afternoons a week, and it couldn't be more fun. The nicest people come in, and we talk about everything, and I help them find things that they're looking for. It's fabulous.
Lynette, that sounds so awesome. And thank you so much for calling and sharing everything that you're doing at home. And good luck to those plants, because I do not have a green thumb.
I know, I'm working on mine, but definitely not as good as Lynette.
Yes.
Let's go down to Jeff in Winooski. Jeff, you're on the air. What's your question or your comment for us?
Oh, hey guys. I was in this rut where I was, you know, I'm working from home now, so I just worked the whole day, and then like clockwork, because I'm just this product of the pandemic, I'd be so stressed after a full day of work, I'd immediately go and, like you mentioned, a hot toddy, which Connor, you got to learn how to make this.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You can even make I call it a poor man's hot toddy, because hot toddy's got hot water, lemon, honey, tea, and whiskey, and maybe some orange, like, you know, squirted in there. But you can just do it with tea, hot water, and whiskey. You don't even need
your style, Jeff.
Oh, that sounds super simple.
but what I was doing was I was having a drink right after work, and then I was just in for the night. But now what I'm doing is I'm right when I finish working, I'm getting my cross country skis and I'm going down to the Intervale and I'm skiing from like 5:30 to 7:30 by the moonlight.
Wow.
Like at dusk, and it's so calming. And then when I get home, then I feel so much better. And when you're down there, you're just following the tracks. And when I go to bed at night, I just envision like gliding through the snow, and it's just so calming. And I recommend it to anyone. The Intervale's right there. It's free. And we just got to get the mayor of Burlington and the mayor of Winooski to get together and build a footbridge from Winooski over to the Calkins Trail in the Intervale, because that will basically connect our two neighborhoods. So I thought I'd put a pitch in for that too.
That sounds like a great plan. Thanks for pitching that one. And good for you for getting out and doing some physical activity before you're in for the night. I think it's hard to motivate for a lot of us.
Yeah.
But that's good inspiration.
Yeah. Have you been getting outside at all?
Yeah, I've been trying.
I did my first walk on a frozen river last week. I can't say it's going to be a new hobby of mine, but it was definitely exciting just to do it at least once in your life, to just be out on a frozen river, just like walk out in Shelburne and
good for you.
Hang out, yeah. Let's take another call. Let's go to Dina in Corinth. Dina, welcome to Vermont Edition. What's on your mind?
Well, we have a fireplace and we light a fire at night, and we are now reading out loud to each other. And the book we're reading is by Alexander McCall Smith. You know, the lady detective book.
I love
and
those.
It's really fun to just sit still and read. And the other thing is, take your soap bubbles and go outside and blow them and let them land on the snow.
Oh.
And then they freeze?
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't know that trick.
I think we might have to go buy some bubbles, Michaela.
I love that. VPR craft project.
Yes.
Thanks so much for the suggestion. We appreciate it. That sounds great. We also just got an email from Judy, who has some advice for cultivating hygge with kids, which somebody at... Did I do it right? Did I say it?
Hygge.
Hygge. Gosh. Okay, keep working on it. Well, somebody earlier had asked us about staying inside with kids. And Judy says, as someone who raised 3 children in Vermont and who now has grandchildren, I can achieve hygge with young children. Rake them outside to play. Roll in the snow. Make a snowman or make a snow fort. Go sliding on a pond or in the snow. Then go back in your home, make some hot cocoa, and read books all snuggled together. I love that.
Yep. I mean, you have a big family. I'm a family of all boys. You're a family of all girls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how competitive y'all were, but the second my mom said, whoever can build the biggest snowman or anything, it was game on, and we would be outside for hours just trying to outdo one
another.
I can
see that.
Let's go to Debbie in Saxton River. Debbie, you're on the line with Connor and Michaela. What's on your mind?
Hello. How are you today?
Hi.
Excellent.
Good, good. This is a shout out for your local library. I love going to our library in Bellows Falls, Rockingham Free Public Library. You know, it's full of books, But movies, books on tape, magazines, and so many things, even puzzles that you can take home. And I love sitting and reading this time of the year. And also, my Huga suggestion
is
hot water bottles. I know it's just a very old-fashioned thing to do, but you don't even need a microwave and just a good hot water bottle with a flannel cover, and it stays warm forever. At the foot of your bed, under the blanket, sometimes just so sitting reading my book. I just kind of put it at my back or whatever, but it's really a useful Huga. And so go to your library. The books are free. They're there. And it just, there's such a variety to get you through this time of the year.
And Debbie, I just want to ask one question before we let you go. For people that are going to the library, are there any COVID restrictions that they should be aware of? Are masks required?
I believe each library has their own. It is, they are a federal. So, but just stick a mask on your face and go find something to read.
Thank you so much for the call, Debbie. We appreciate it. Let's go now to Hank in Morrisville. Hank, you're on the air. What's your tip for staying cozy this winter?
Well, I like the cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
So I tap like every morning for at least an hour and a half on our local trails here in Morrisville. And just like my coworker says here, it's like the most peaceful activity you can do.
You said fat bike, right?
Yep.
So biking. What's the most amount of snow that you've biked on?
Oh, fat bike, you can't just go through 2 feet of snow and mm-hmm. do it. You have to groom trails. But you can go through 6 inches of snow fairly easy. It's a lot higher wattage than in the summer riding because of the friction of pushing through the snow.
Man, good for you. I have never done it, but I've seen it, and I'm very fat bike curious, let's say.
Yes, I have never done it either, but the Northeast Kingdom is super popular and has like a lot of trails for mm-hmm. fat biking. So shout out to the Northeast Kingdom and people that are getting outside and doing all these creative activities. Joe on Twitter writes, I'm embracing the cold by sneaking in a ball-tossing stint with our new puppy, Olive. We're looking forward to more snow and warmer temps so we can be outside longer. I love that. I love puppies.
I know you do. We covered it in our last one of these things. We even had your mom call in to confirm.
Yes. And she also shared some puppy pictures of Olive, very happy to play with with a snowy tennis ball.
That's so sweet. Oh. We also had Christina write, I light candles in the evening and making sure I exercise every day, writing handwritten letters to friends and family. I also write and send my children a weekly newsletter I call Mom's Monday Musings. I love that. I need to hear more about this newsletter. Do you print it out? Is it handwritten? Are there illustrations? What kind of stories? We need to know more.
I think Michaela is now inspired to maybe start a new family tradition of her own, or using this as inspiration.
My husband's like, no.
But you and your husband do a lot of handwritten letters, and that's like how y'all communicate. So I think
we do. That's true.
Which I like. Yeah. And I would like to do more handwritten letters. Normally it's just a thank you text.
It's something.
Yes. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Holly in Chittenden. Holly, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm a stained glass artist.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love working in my, tucking into my studio and working on projects. And then I paint the glass and then I fire it in the kiln. So warming up the kiln warms up my studio. Mm. And I know I should get more exercise, but I'll do that in the summer. But the winter is the best time for studio and doing craft projects with kids. And when my kids were little, it was like the best thing to pull out the art supplies.
Do you have recommendations for parents who have younger kids of what kind of crafts were engaging with your kids that might be helpful for other parents that are listening?
Well, it depends upon the age of the kids, but you can make salt dough and have the kids make their own Play-Doh and make it different colors, and then they can shape it into things. Little kids like 3 years old and up. They love that. It's tactile and helps them develop their motor skills. Of course, we have Legos, but that's not really arts and class and crafts unless you get out the glue and glue the Legos together. That's a great thing for older kids that want to save their very cool constructions, and maybe they're kind of aging out of the Legos anyway.
I feel like first grade teachers around the state are like, don't give them any ideas.
I just think about when I was younger and I got Legos taken away from me because I left one piece out, and any parent knows how painful it is to step on that one Lego. Yeah. My stint with Legos was lived short because my mom stepped on too many.
Poor lady. Well, thank you so much for the call, Holly. Alice in Middlebury emailed us and said, one of my favorite activities is welding. I took a welding course last winter at the Hannaford Career Center in Middlebury and have been working on honing my skills since then. It's endlessly useful and it's very stimulating. And the benefit this time of year is that it throws off plenty of heat, about 6,000 degrees. Wow, that's a lot of heat. Perhaps too much.
I should not be around that much heat. let's go to the phones and let's go to Elizabeth in Brattleboro. Elizabeth, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you very much, and I'm really enjoying this show.
Thank you.
I'm an active senior, and I'm not doing in-person activities, especially in groups. But I am able to connect and get exercise and just have a wonderful time. Ethnic folk dancing and circle dancing, sacred circle dancing, there's just a proliferation of that on Zoom. Hmm. And so I can dance with other folk dance groups here in Vermont or across the country or even connect with people around the world. And it's wonderful exercise. The music is wonderful, and it just nourishes you on all levels.
I love that. Good for you for dancing, even in a creative way when you can't, you know, get out and go to, you know, a big dance party or something else like that.
We still have to get you dancing on TikTok, Michaela.
I'll get there. I need time.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. Kat in Albany, Vermont, emailed us and said, as dairy farmers, we're out in the weather every day of the year without fail. The necessity of getting out into it one of those velvety, frigid, star-strewn mornings really helps me embrace whatever the weather may be. No matter how cold or wintry or icy or baking hot it may be, we have a responsibility to our cows. Just get out there. As the Swedes say, there's no bad weather, just bad clothing. I love that. What a beautiful description, too, of those wintry, star-strewn nights.
No bad weather, just bad clothing. I think as somebody who doesn't enjoy being outside, but is tolerating it better and better, I think it has to do with clothing.
Mm-hmm. And as two people who like to shop, I think this is
exactly
a great excuse.
Exactly. Right. And listeners, join the conversation, 1-800-639-2211. How are you embracing winter? What are your favorite hygge activities? Give us a call, 1-800-639-2211. Let's go to Dee in Rutland. Dee, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you. Thank you. It's
yes,
great to be
thank
on.
You for calling.
I'm watching it snowing here in Rutland. I have two dogs, and we do a lot of dog sports. The training center where I am has opened back up, and so we sometimes rent the space just to be inside and doing something when it's so cold. But we're also involved in outside things and some classes. I also am part of a card-making group, and I have a little workspace up in my house, and I make handmade cards.
Dee, thank you so much for your call, and I love the idea of hand-making cards.
I know. That's a great craft. That sounds very up my alley. Let's go now to Winnie in Irisburg. Winnie, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to say that one of the things since the pandemic is that I play ukulele with a Zoom group in Maine, and
wow,
it's been unbelievably fun.
That is awesome. I actually did a story when I was down in Washington, D.C. about people who were learning the ukulele during the pandemic. Apparently, it was like a very big trend because it's not too hard to learn, right?
No, it's not, and I feel like these are all my friends now, and I've actually played live with them twice last summer, distance and mass. So it's been a really good thing to get through this pandemic and cold days.
That's great. Is there like a favorite song that you've learned on the ukulele?
Oh, we play everything. We play the Beatles. I don't have a favorite, no. We play everything. We play Saturday nights from 6 to 8, and it's a blast. It's totally fun.
That's awesome. Well, Whitney, thank you so much for your call and for sharing your hobby. We also had somebody on Twitter, Ramond, who goes by the handle at Jurassic Queer, tweets, Huga is something that my 5 feline friends excel at in burying under the comforter. Who needs a weighted blanket with 100 pounds of furry felines? It's definitely cozy and comforting. Okay, we finally had a cat person. Right in. I'm thrilled.
I was happy about the dog stories and all the dog lovers calling in. But I think it's interesting that she talks about a weighted blanket because that's something that I started this year and I love it.
Yeah?
Yes, I can't do it in the summertime, but in the wintertime, it is one of the best things that's ever happened to my sleep.
That sounds incredibly cozy.
Super cozy and very hygge.
Very hygge.
Yay!
I did it. Yay. I did it with just a couple seconds to spare until our break,
yes,
right?
Exactly. I'm Connor Cyrus alongside Michaela Lefrak, and you're listening to Vermont Edition.